We move further west for our next story, to California. After this year's Oscars, there's more scrutiny of the glaring lack of diversity in Hollywood. We're going to hear now from two brothers who are breaking new ground there. Abel and Burley Vang are Hmong Americans. Their parents were refugees from Laos. And the two brothers just sold the rights to their first feature film to Voltage Pictures, which produced The Hurt Locker and Dallas Buyers Club. The Vangs recently spoke with Minnesota Public Radio's Duali Sai Kowtow, and she shared the interview with us. Here's Burley first, describing their new film, which is called Bedeviled.
These five teenagers, they download this app. It's like Siri. And they use it to, you know, help them with their daily, you know, activities. But then it becomes menacing. It's supernatural. And it takes their worst fears and turns it against them until they die.
He says the movie basically reinvents the boogeyman for today's generation. But the two brothers are also changing the very idea of who makes movies in Hollywood. Abel Vang says it has not been easy so far.
We don't fit the profile because, you know, the industry is overwhelmingly made up of
white
Caucasian
men.
Yeah,
men.
It's very difficult, even when you're going into a room to see a certain studio executive or producer, immediately you could tell how they look at you, how they treat you, simply because of the color of your skin. But
and for us, it's almost like we're always constantly having to prove ourselves through our craft.
Abel Vang says it's tough even when they're in charge, like on the set recently of another movie the brothers made.
And my wife, who was a costume designer, she was on set and she was listening in, and they were making some very racist remarks because I guess for them, it's they're not used to seeing a movie set with so many Asian faces.
We'd hear comments like, "Good morning, Vietnam." And then
with some of our crew members who were Caucasian, there's a sense of like, how could these two guys just come out of the woodwork and get this? Because I've been here for 20 years.
And I don't get that kind of break.
Bottom line, though, Burley and Abel Vang say their biggest break is the support offered by their own Hmong community.
We have a commercial American film, but fully funded by the Hmong American community.
So it's still a Hmong movie.
Made by Hmong artists, and it's sold to one of the most reputable companies in Hollywood. That's never been done.
Abel and Burley Vang, Hmong American filmmakers. They were speaking there with Minnesota Public Radio's Duali Sai Kowtow. You're with the world.